STHS partnering for life-saving training to help prevent child choking emergencies, March 23. Mega Doctor News. Choking remains one of the leading causes of injury and death among children under 5, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Infants and toddlers face the highest risk of choking due to their small airways, still developing chewing abilities, and natural tendency to put objects in their mouths, many of which include food items or small household objects. Babies and young children simply can't chew or grind food effectively. Their mouth muscles are still developing, and they don't yet have the teeth needed to break food down safely, says Santos Cantu, MD, a pediatric and emergency medicine physician who serves as the medical director of the South Texas Health System, STHS, Children's Emergency Department. Round, hard or slippery foods can easily slip into a child's throat, block the airway, and lead to a life-threatening choking emergency within seconds. More than 17,000 children are treated in emergency rooms annually for non-fatal choking, according to the CDC, with one child dying every 5 days and nearly 75% of these fatalities occurring in children under age 3. Understanding the signs of choking is vital because a fully obstructed airway can cause serious harm within minutes, explains Dr. Cantu. Learning basic first aid techniques, including back blows, abdominal thrusts, and immediate CPR, equips caregivers to respond effectively and potentially save a child's life. As part of its monthly Calm in a Crisis Family First Aid Academy, STHS freestanding emergency departments will dedicate the latest session to choking and airway obstruction training. Taking place on Monday, March 23, 2026, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Clubs of McAllen's Brand Center, 2620 W. Galveston, McAllen. The session will help parents identify key signs of choking in children and provide essential training to respond quickly and help prevent tragedy. Open to club parents, caregivers, and the broader community, this latest session in STHS 3-part first aid education and training series will provide guidance on using the Heimlich maneuver and an EpiPen, a self-injectable device that delivers a precise dose of epinephrine to treat life-threatening allergic reactions known as anaphylaxis. Knowing simple choking first aid can be the difference in a life or death situation, says Julia Nino, RN, Director, STHS IR Mission and STSH IR Weslaco. Proper training can help improve your competence and confidence when every second matters. Additionally, representatives from various STHS facilities and departments, including STHS IR Mission and STHS IR Ware Road, will be on site to share valuable information about the programs and services that support the health and well-being of families across the Rio Grande Valley. There's no need to register for the event, which is free to attend. Food and beverages will be provided. For complete details on the Family First Aid Academy, visit the STHS Facebook events page. For additional first aid education, visit the STHS website at www.southtexashealthsystem.com.